A Wild and True Relation, written by Kim Sherwood and read by Heather Long. Overnight, Bayard's Cove had ceased being a dock. It was a graveyard, now for broken sloops and ailing yachts and snapped rowboats. The river churned with tubs and crates, sails ballooned with water, like the swollen cattle drowned upstream. Richard English leant over the cobbled bank, ready to take the next armful of nets and rope and shoes from the man in the dinghy, one of many trying to clear the wreckage. Down the quay, Bayard's Cove Fort was brought to life again, long since replaced by the castle, but now a safe haven, some catching their breath there, others saved by its walls and refusing to come out. The chain slung across the river mouth between Dartmouth and Kingswear, which kept French boats from the harbour, had snapped before the men had a chance to take it down, ripped clean free of its rock bed. The whole town had come apart, the army, the revenue, the fishermen, the church, all in one night of God's wrath. What had they done to deserve it? That's what Richard's wife had asked him that morning, what his riding officers had asked him, what even the priest had asked him. What did we do to deserve this? Richard knew the answer, saw the answer, in fact, coming towards him now, around the corner, onto the quay. Richard rose, straightened his jacket. He bowed.
"Collect a black collar, sir. A terrible day."
"Most, most terrible,"
sighed Black Collar, looking down at this pent-up little man. It simply couldn't be more tiresome to have to put Richard English in his place after last night's losses.
"You are helping in the recovery, I see, good man."
"It is my duty, sir,"
said Richard, watching the twitch at the Black Collar's right eye.
"Not really,"
said Black Collar.
"But it's good to see you in the spirit of things, to a point."
Richard took off his hat, touched his bandaged wound and replaced it.
"Sir? I've just seen one of your men being tended for injuries. He tells me you led a raid last night on Tom West. My duty, sir."
Black Collar managed a tight smile.
"To a point."
Richard kept his face passive. Around them, men and women shouted to each other.
"Grab that! Hold this! Someone help me!"
All hard at work, putting back together what should never have broken in the first place. He knew Black Collar's sloop had gone down last night, and its contents with it. The collector, the revenue's highest father, who took all of the money gathered from customs, had been given a sloop by the Crown in 1700 to help stem the tide of smuggled goods into Dartmouth. Instead, he used it to start his own small operation. His brandy was salt water now, and that alone restrained Richard when the collector laid a gloved hand on his arm. Surprising strength there.